If you tune into KSJD on Sundays between noon and 2 p.m., you've heard KSJD's Barb Richart, known also as the Western Belle, on her Cowtrail show. Barb has been nominated and has won a national award for Best Radio DJ from the First Pro Cowboy Country Association. This evening, she's headed to Fort Smith, Arkansas, to the awards ceremony that's going to happen later this week. That ceremony will be broadcast internationally on Dish Network, RFD-TV, and then rebroadcast on Comcast and DirecTV. So if you're a subscriber to any of those, you can check your listings for the showtimes on that. Barb Richart joins me now in the studios to talk more about this award. Good morning.
Good morning,
congratulations.
Austin. Oh, thank you so much. It's quite an honor.
So how did you learn about this nomination?
I got a letter in the mail, and it said, congratulations. I'm like, you got to be kidding. Didn't anybody else sign up for this? And my friend and the people that let me know, they said, I'll tell you, Barb, you beat out a whole bunch of hairy-legged old guitar pickers and DJs. So I'm very proud to get it. Very proud.
Now, what are the other categories? Or can you give an example?
There's
a bunch of others.
Yeah, there's Entertainer of the Year. There's Female Vocalist of the Year. Our own Kristen Harris. You might remember Kristen Harris coming here to the Sunflower Theater. Kristen's also going to be there, and she's nominated in, I believe, three awards. Lily Robert. I can't tell you all of them. Doug White. There's just a whole list of them. I think there'll be 18 performers that night.
Describe what this means, just sort of to somebody who's not familiar with the country, you know, country western music scene.
Well, you know, country has went a different way,
okay.
and cowboy music is really filling up a space that country music has kind of let go by, because a lot of people, I don't listen to country, you know, it's too on the cuff of being almost a pop sound. So there's a lot of artists out there that are playing the old kind of traditional country music, and that's what this particular organization is trying to fill the niche. You know, if that makes sense to the folks, we're trying to bring in artists that are performing kind of the old style and traditional cowboy western music.
So I want to read a bit from the site here that says the cowboy and cowgirl artists are expanding the boundaries of the culture by mixing old with new and new with old. And how does your show do that with the music that you play?
Well, a lot of people say, well, what do you play? Okay, well, I play cowboy music mostly, except when I step out of the corral and go insane in that third hour. And that's a lot of fun. And that's what's mixing it. And people are realizing that it's not just, you know, genre is a dirty word to me. It defines something and it separates people. And I don't want to separate anything in music, because all music is fantastic, in my opinion. And so I think that's how it's defining itself, this different music.
How much has cowboy music and culture changed over the years?
Oh, my goodness. Cowboy culture is still, well, Chris LeDoux's, well, it's Donnie Blance that wrote it, but Chris LeDoux did a song You Just Can't See Him From the Road. The cowboy's still there. You just can't see him from the road. It used to be very obvious what cowboys did and stuff. It's not quite that way anymore, you know. Cowboys kind of get a bad rap a lot of times as being not very environmental friendly and so forth. And they are. They're the best stewards of the land we have. And I'm so honored to play the music that describes that and keeps an audio history going of the cowboys.
I mean, we're from an area, it's a pretty unique part of the country where you can actually get stopped in traffic for a cattle drive.
Yes.
And why is that important?
Well, somebody's got to raise the beef. And there's no way, you know, there's really no other way of doing it. I mean, it doesn't make any economical sense or physical sense to just haul everything in a truck. You know, you have to actually put them on the road and move them in the old way. It's very unique in a lot of ways, and it's very important, in my mind, to keep going.
And how does your music, sort of the music that you find and the culture that you kind of embody on your show, play a part in that?
Well, it brings it to the attention of the listeners. You know, a lot of people, You know, if somebody says, oh, that horse is cowy, nobody knows what a cowy horse
what
is.
What does that mean?
That means that horse has kind of got an automatic mind and eye to know what that cow's doing. So that horse is actually the best tool you have, because that horse, if he's a good horse, he'll know exactly what to do. So the music will talk about that, and they'll put these vocabulary words in there, or whatever you want to call it. It would be, it's right in there with it. So people kind of go, oh, that's what it means. So it educates the people.
You've had the Cowtrails show and been a DJ on KSJD for a really long time.
Yeah. Older than dirt here.
we were talking before we got on the tape on air, and it sounds like you're thinking you started here in 2003.
Yes, okay. Yes. So Donnie Johnson trained me. Everybody remembers the Johnsons out at KSJD at the college, and Donnie Johnson was my teacher. He taught me to be a DJ. He didn't teach me to speak English very well. He taught me how to run the board, and he said, this is the mic, this is a CD player, this is when you can it up for the automation, and have a good time.
Good luck, yeah. So what are some of your other favorite memories you have?
Oh, my goodness, watching KSJD grow. You know, when we were out at the college using the porta-potty out in the parking lot, and no running water, and we had Darth Vader for air conditioning, and now we've got this beautiful studio and our theater here. This has just been the greatest thing to watch happen here at KSJD.
What are some lessons you've learned as a DJ?
Just do your best, and your microphone is your friend, and everybody, you know, the people out there in the audience that are listening, they're your friends. And they want to hear you. They want to hear what you have to say. They want to be part of what you're doing. So you try to treat them all individual, even when you're on the air. It's not you all, it's you. You. And you smile at your listeners. Your listeners can hear that.
Barbara Chart is a DJ at KSJD. She hosts the Cowtrails show on Sundays between noon and 2 p.m. She has won a national award for Best Radio DJ from the First Pro Cowboy Country Association. Barb, it's been so great to talk to you.
You too, Austin. And I love what you're doing. Keep doing it, my friend.
And likewise. Take care.